Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
We're doing the series currently on Revival Now, and I was due to bring you part two today, but I will be bringing you part two on tomorrow's broadcast. The reason for that is I felt very strongly that I had to bring you this scripture and this daily devotional on this day. Go figure. We're looking at James, the fourth chapter, and we're going to go from verse 13. And my Bible titles this, Warning About Self-Confidence. And James, the brother of Jesus, says this. Look here. You who say, today or tomorrow, we are going to a certain town and will stay there a year, we will do business there and make a profit. How do you know what your life will be like tomorrow? Your life is like the morning fog. It's here a little while, and then it's gone. What you ought to say is, if the Lord wants us to, we will live and do this or that. Otherwise, you are boasting about your own plans, and all such boasting is evil, says James. And in verse 17, he culminates in saying this, remember, it is a sin to know what you ought to do and then not do it. Did you hear that? It is a sin to know what you ought to do and then not do it. It's a sin. James is telling you that. It is a sin. This is a difficult scripture on so many issues, on so many planes. Because we always have plans. We always make plans. We always say, oh, we're going to do this, or we're going to do that. But oftentimes we don't say, if the Lord wants us to do this or that, we're going to do this or that. When we formed Worship Radio 247, when we made the decision that we were going to bring you Worship Radio 247, we sat around the kitchen table, myself and Martin, and we were discussing where we were going to go, what we were going to do. You see, we were making documentary films, and we thought that was what God wanted us to do. So we invested lots and lots and lots of money, our own money, and bought all of this equipment. We didn't do a business plan or work it out any other strategic way. We just bought the equipment and began to make films. And they weren't selling. And we sat round the table thinking, well, we've invested all of this time and effort and all of this money. What is going on? What should we do? You know what? I've got no idea what we should do next. What should we do? Father, what should we do? Bingo! The light came on. You see, we involved Almighty God and we said, Lord, what should we do? Father, what do you want us to do? Now, when we formed David Aldous Media Ministries, the Lord was very clear in the mission statement that he gave us, and that was, taking the Father's love to the world through the power of media. And that's what we thought we were doing. So we sat there. And we were silent for quite some time. And then I remember saying to Martin, how much would it cost us to start an internet radio station? And Martin said, well, I'm going to have to do some figures on that. So he went away and did a few figures. And he said, with the equipment that we've already got, that we'd set up to do voiceovers, etc., and with the radio studio that we've got in place, it would cost us around about £1,000. And I looked at him and he looked at me and I said, well, we don't have £1,000. Within 30 minutes of making that decision, if you will, or that discussion, within 30 minutes, and remember, we'd asked the Lord what he wanted us to do, within 30 minutes of looking at putting a radio station together, and we'd now got a figure of £1,000, the phone went. And a man from Northern Ireland was on the other end of the phone. I had no idea who he was. And he said, David, I've been listening to you on radio for many years, and I've seen you on TV as well. And I felt the Lord very strongly just now tell me to call you and to give you a donation. And I said, that's wonderful of you. Thank you so much. How much is that donation going to be? And he said, well, we're going to send you £1,000. And I thought, Lord, you know what? You know exactly what you are doing all of the time. You know that you know. And I believe that day that the Lord was looking at Martin and I and he was smiling. And he was just saying, why didn't you come to me in the beginning? You could have saved yourself so much wasted time if you had included me on your planning. We didn't. And for that, we are humbly sorry. But we got it right in the end. And here we are, Worship Radio 247, running 24 hours a day. And it just gets better and better and better and better. And for me personally, coming down to the office and then into the studio to broadcast this message live and then repeat it around the world is heaven sent, because I get to worship 3 hours every day at least. And I am so grateful to God, because you couldn't buy this sort of a job. This isn't a job. It's a privilege and a pleasure. But it's because, beloved, we are doing God's will. Now, if God has given you a plan for your life, if he has clearly told you what he wants you to do with your life, and yet you are not doing it, I bring you this message in love, not in condemnation, not at all. I bring you this message in love, and I say this, you are doing wrong if you are not doing that which God has told you to do. Now, if you feel that God hasn't told you to do anything, then you don't need to worry. But you do need to get on your knees as soon as possible and say, Father, I am hungry to know what you would have me do. Because, beloved, we are the church, we are the ecclesia, we are the people, and we need to come together and bring the word of God to the masses by whatever means God Almighty is telling us to do that. Why? Because the time is so short. And what James is talking about in this scripture is, don't be overconfident. Don't be overconfident. Because you have to rely on Almighty God. And I can honestly say, we rely on Almighty God all the time now, because we can't do it without him. We cannot do this alone. It's impossible. It is impossible. I was sitting down the other day trying to work out how many hours we've broadcast so far since we came on the air. I can't even remember how many it was. It was so many thousands. We've now been on the air coming on 2.5 years. And we have been broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And in all that time, it has been worship to Almighty God. It has been adoring the Father. And beloved, we have had email after email and testimony after testimony of how much this radio station has changed people's lives. Why? Because it's teaching them and showing them the beauty of worship and the intimacy of that relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ that we all crave and all want. There is no point in going to church each and every Sunday and just singing a few songs and listening to a boring sermon. And then the collection comes round and half of us fall asleep. What is the point of that? Time is so short. Time is pressing, beloved. It is so, so short. And before we know it, the Lord Jesus will come back riding on the clouds. And then it'll be too late. Let's not have that legacy in our lives where we missed an opportunity of what God wanted us to do and we didn't do it because we couldn't be bothered and we were too apathetic and too lethargic and we just wanted to lie down and hope that it would all go away. I do know this. Of this I am certain. God Almighty will never, ever, ever ask you to do something that you don't want to do and that you are not equipped to do. That He won't do. Right now, I want to pray. And if you want God Almighty to reveal to you His plan, then pray with me. And just say these words now. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Just say yes, Lord. If you want to know His perfect plan for your life, pray with me now. Heavenly Father, thank You, Jesus, for saving me. Father, I declare now, in Jesus' mighty name, that I love You and I adore You. Show me, Father, Your plan for my life. And I promise You, I will do it. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Give glory and praise and worship to Almighty God now, as we worship Him in spirit and in truth.